Okay, we're back here at the Good Food Mercantile in San Francisco, broadcasting live. This is David Tatasciore, the engineer for Heritage Radio Network. I'm here with Katie Mosman-Wadler, our executive director.
So we have a room full of special guests right now. Our first is Wendy Testu. She is the founder and farmer of the Rogue Traders Foods. They produce incredibly delicious tartlets. I just had the chance to sample one.
Thank you.
Welcome, Wendy. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we also have with us Sue Sturman from Academy Mons. Welcome, Sue.
Hi.
Wendy, I'd love to start off with you and to say congratulations on being part of the Good Food Awards. Could you just say what does the Good Food Awards mean to you and to your business?
I just think it's so important to support people that are doing sustainable foods and small farms and small producers. And I think we all don't want to be huge and ship all over the nation. And so it's nice to meet up with other like-minded folks that, you know, have that same goal to really produce artisan products that meet all of these different standards that the Good Foods Mercantile is putting forward.
And for our listeners who might not be familiar with the standards, what are some of, well, describe your products, and then what are some of the ways that your products are complying with the standards that the Good Food Awards have set?
Well, for us in particular, because we are a farm, and our kitchen's at the farm, so we have a lot of control over how we're growing our produce. And so we're not certified organic because we're such a small farm, but we use organic growing methods. And so we're able to use a lot of that produce in our product, and we make these frozen savory tartlets, a couple different flavors. And so I also get my grains from a local farmer, and he grinds it the day that I order it. And so for me, it's what the standards are, is just meeting those sustainability and organic farming methods and really supporting people that are doing that. So,
and what's the story of how the Rogue Traders came to be and your background that led you along that path?
Well, so I was in the design industry, and it just seemed like it's not a sustainable industry. And my parents started this farm, and I've been in San Francisco 28 years, and I started going to the farm, and I just thought, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to give people good food. I want a sustainable product. I want to provide something that people know it's good, it's healthy, where it's coming from, you know, everything's transparent. And so that's what I started. I started making it in small batches out to individuals, and now I'm here and I'm in a couple stores. And so it's just, it feels really good. Every morning I wake up, I feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, this is where it's at, and I feel like I'm giving a really good product to people. And I could do this for like the next 40 years, you know?
What an incredible feeling.
Yeah. And to be able to like go out in the garden, I dig up the carrots, I clean them, you know, I grate them, and they go on the tarts. And to like be able to do that and go get the eggs in the morning and use those in the dough, you know, that's what, it's like a lifestyle. It's not just a job. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow. And where can people find your products?
So right now in San Francisco at the Other Avenues Food Co-op, and otherwise it's all been word of mouth and online, and people buy like 10 at a time, and I ship on the West Coast. Just the West Coast right now. So yeah, Washington to California.
I'm glad we're getting to enjoy it while we're out here then.
Yeah. So...
And do you have a website or a social media channel that we can find you on?
Yeah, I'm big into Instagram. That's my favorite channel. So it's therogetraders.com, R-O-G-U-E, traders. And that's what I am on Instagram. So yeah, you can find me there.
All right, check us out. Yeah. Thank you so much, Wendy, for joining us today.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great rest of your afternoon and enjoy your weekend in San Francisco.
Yeah. Thanks for coming all the way out here from Brooklyn.
Oh yeah, anytime.
We love Brooklyn too. Oh, cool. I have lots of friends in Brooklyn.
Oh, cool. Next time you're there, you got to stop by the studio.
Yeah. Thank you, you guys, for broadcasting.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Right. Ciao.
Right. Ciao. Ciao. Our next guest is Sue Sturman. If you are a regular Heritage Radio Network listener, you have probably heard of her. She is the founder of Academy Opus Cassius. She is a cheese expert and educator, and she leads trips all around the world for people who are ready to get into the next level of cheese knowledge. Thanks, Sue, for being here.
Oh, it's great. I love Heritage Radio Network.
Thank you.
Especially cutting the curd. Yay!
Yeah, Yay, cutting the curd.
I just saw Emily Acosta. She poked her head in here a minute ago. I thought I saw her downstairs. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was her across the room.
We need to get her up here. Get the cheese.
We do.
Put our cheese heads together.
Yeah. I just saw Greg Blaze in Boston.
Oh, great.
At the Massachusetts Cheese Guild annual meeting because I'm on the executive board, on the advisory board. And so he was there because he's, you know, Eataly is now in Boston.
Yeah.
Big expansion for Eataly. Well, hi, Greg. Hi, Emily.
Miss you.
Covering both coasts.
I loved a lot of what Emily was saying about, you know, lifestyle and sustainability and wholeness and goodness in food. And that's what our students are about. The students that come to the academy are looking to perfect their cheesemaking. Most of them are small artisan cheesemakers. Some of the people who are showing downstairs have come or are coming to the academy. That's what we collaborate with them on. It's not a one-way thing. It's very much a collaboration of, you know, what do you need and how can we serve that need? How can we support you in upping your game? We're all in that same community,
yeah.
Right? That's what we're all about.
And who are your students?
Our students, well, we have courses in cheese making, two levels of cheese making, cheese making 101 and 201, taught by the famous Yvon Larcher, in English, Ivan Larcher, that are taught in France. And we have at Mons, at the Academy, we have courses in retailing, called Essential Foundations for Cheese Professionals, and a course on affinage. So we cover the whole range. And then in addition, for cheese professionals, we have three tours that we run, a tour of cheese in London, cheese in New York, and cheese in Paris.
And can I ask, the 101 courses, are they for, like, absolute beginners in the cheese world, or are they for...
They're professional cheesemaking course.
Okay.
It's a professional cheesemaking course. Ivan, the courses are small. None of our courses take more than six people, so it's really adaptable, even with several people at different levels of expertise.
Right.
But the 101 is a sort of a comprehensive course that takes you through hands-on all of the different families of cheese. It takes place at his farm in Chenier. He's got a small herd of Jersey cows. It's very hands-on. It's a micro creamery. It's very, very small. And he's in commercial production as well. And then the 201 courses are new. They're just starting this year. And we're really excited about it because it doesn't exist anywhere else. And they're deep dives into each one is a week of two different cheese makes. So February, which is coming up in just a few weeks, is Tums and Lactics. And May, I think it's May, is soft ripened bloomies and soft ripened washed rind. Mm-hmm. And September will be blues and semi-cooked. So they're kind of deep dives, each one into different make styles, which is great. And they can be paired with affinage as well.
I like the pun of the word pairing.
Yes.
speaking of pairings, as you are walking through Good Food Mercantile today, what are you looking for and kind of what are your priorities as you are perusing the vendors who are here?
I'm not a buyer of cheese, I'm not a retailer, so that's not what I do, so I don't need to be sourcing product while I'm here. So I'm looking for my cheese peeps, and I've seen them all. I'm looking to say hello. I'm looking to, you know, remind myself or get exposure because I live in Boston, and some of these cheeses that we're seeing here, I can't get. Mm. So I may know the cheesemaker, but I may not get access to their cheese.
Right.
So I'm learning about product. I'm catching up with people. You know, Fancy Food and ACS are old home weeks.
Yeah.
We're all talking politics.
Of course.
I'll leave it at that. So it's really, you know, sort of catching up on what products people are making and seeing my cheese peeps.
All right. Great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about the programs. We would, you know, love to have you, of course, out for some pizza in Bushwick anytime.
Yep.
And can you us with a description of the cheesemonger and cheesemaker community? We're just getting a taste of it, but it's a really tight-knit community.
What is it like to be part of that community? I mean, I'm part of it as an instructor. I'm part of it as a tour guide. I'm part of it as a member of the advisory board of the Mass Cheese Guild, and part of it as a cheese judge internationally, and part of it on the ACS board. Mm-hmm. So I have access to it in a lot of different ways, and it's really intimate. It's really open. It's really friendly. People are really committed to one another. People are open and sharing, especially in the U.S. I've had a lot of people from a lot of different countries come through our courses, and I've encountered some of them also at ACS conferences. And the thing that they're at ACS that people are blown away by when they come from other countries is how open and sharing we are and how collaborative and collegial we are. Mm-hmm. It's something that I think we really take for granted, which is wonderful that we can, but man, it's really, really special. And I'm deeply, deeply proud of that sort of ethic and that relationship that we all have together.
That's wonderful. Thank you. You can find out more about Academy Opus Cassius on their website, which is www.academy-mons.com. I'm going to spell that. It's ACADEMEI-MONS.
M-I-E.
I'm going to say that again. ACADEMEI-MONS.com. You can also find them on our partners page at heritageradionetwork.org. Thank you, Sue, for stopping
in today.
You're
welcome. Thank you so much. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.